The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. We start with an exclusive today. Have you seen Apple Core Media or Unknown Apple App in your podcast statistics? We wondered, are they mostly from Apple Podcasts anyway? Well, we've 90 days of data to show you whether your podcast host is calculating them correctly. Quick answer, no. No, they're not. Nobody is. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. The Wall Street Journal claims that Spotify is to launch their podcast subscription service this week. Variety says it'll be similar to Apple's, with one big difference. Apparently, Spotify won't take a cut of your revenue. Another big difference between Apple and Spotify, we presume, is that Spotify stuff will work. Unconnected to any of all of that, there's some big podcast news at 9 a.m. Eastern today. Our Twitter account will keep you updated. You'll find us on Twitter at PodNews. We could, of course, just delay PodNews for an 8 or 9 a.m. embargo on days like these. Let us know whether you'd prefer us to do that instead. NFL is to host a set of official rooms on Clubhouse this week around the 2021 NFL Draft, which, it turns out, disappointingly is not about beer. It's the first official programming on Clubhouse from any major sports league. Diricon claims to be the first analytics platform for Clubhouse. We don't know how to pronounce it, but we do know how to link to it, so you'll find it in our show notes and our newsletter today. Headliner, the best-known tool to make social video for your podcasts, now supports Soundbites, a new podcasting 2.0 tag also supported by Buzzsprout. Mediabits.io is another and new editor to make small videos of your podcast for social media. And more on the Apple Podcasts Connect nonsense. It's still not working correctly, and like many podcast hosts, Transistor's support team is busy answering queries about it and keeping a full list of bugs and issues with Apple Podcasts Connect. Additionally, Evo Terra sounds less than happy. He's been 5 days waiting for them to set up his account. And if you wondered where the refresh feed button has gone in Apple Podcasts Connect, the button is not included, says an Apple support person. Their advice is to just wait 24 hours. So that's okay then. And thank you to Evergreen Podcasts, who return as a gold sponsor based in Ohio in the US. The company's committed to bringing entertaining content to people wherever they are. And we're grateful for their support for our independent journalism. You can support us at podnews.net/support. In the tech stuff today, we've been doing some interesting testing while running our iPod through a proxy. Keep awake. From that one myth busted, another myth confirmed about how Spotify works. You'll find those linked from our show notes and our newsletter. From our sample this week, 1.2% of podcasts switched podcast hosting company last week. Libsyn was the biggest loser, down 40 shows overall. Megaphone did best, gaining 41 shows. Anchor gained 72 overall. Satoshi's Stream report that over 500,000 sats have been streamed to podcasts using their Lightning node. 62 podcasts currently use their service, and that's $340 at the moment. And like many, we were too reliant on iTunes IDs, so last week's issues were a bit of a wake-up call for us. So PodNews' podcast pages are no longer reliant on them, and we use a mix of Podcast Index, Apple Podcasts, and other data. Legacy links will continue to work, because we're nice like that. And in podcast news, Emsolation from Australian broadcaster M. Rusciano has become a Spotify exclusive. She'd moved it away from SCA's Podcast One, as it was then, at the end of last year. Podland this week has Sam Sethi and our editor, James Cridlin. That's me. Talking about Apple and Spotify's plans for podcasting. If you listen on Podfriend, you can try value for value for yourself and stream us some sats. Buzzcast features Travis, Kevin and Alban from Buzzsprout with their take on Apple Podcasts and Facebook's plans. Meanwhile, Podcasting 2.0 chats to Kieran and Mark from Captivate and Hydra Podping, which we'll cover when we understand it. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.